Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the evening news. Shooting of the next series of Koh-Lanta, the flagship show of Channel TF1, has been cancelled in the wake of an incident between two contestants. The head of Adventureline Productions, the producers of the adventure game, has responded to allegations that a sexual assault took place. Alexia Laroche-Joubert said that Adventureline Productions were neither judge nor prosecutor, and that the word of both involved would be respected, and that in the meantime no other comment would be made. She also stressed that the anonymity of the parties involved be respected. Both contestants were on a flight back to France from Fiji today. The SNCF has confirmed that 3 million TGV tickets costing less than €40 to all destinations will be put on sale from May 15th until the end of the summer. The move was announced today from the rail network head Guillaume Pepy in an attempt to win back the favour of rail passengers following 2 months of rolling strikes that could last until June 28th. Mr. Pepy said that the SNCF should not spoil France's summer holidays. Also announced today was a flat rate for rail discount cards. Young person, senior citizen and family passes will all be sold at €29. The strike is due to start up again on Saturday night until Tuesday morning. The mid-year exams at Nanterre University were cancelled this morning and relocated to Arcueil in the Val-de-Marne after hundreds gathered in a demonstration in support of the ongoing blockade there. Students sat today's exams in Arcueil and will also do so tomorrow. This morning, postal workers and railway workers also showed up in support of the students who were protesting government reform to the university selection process. There was some confrontation with police. The Minister for Higher Education, Frédéric Vidal, said that the actions of a minority of students were inexcusable. And finally, with summer around the corner, even heads of state are due a few days off. Emmanuel and Brigitte Macron are spending the weekend at Fort Brégançon in the Var. This is the first time since his election that Emmanuel Macron has paid a visit to the traditional summer residence of France's presidents. The property has been reserved for the President of the Republic for the past 50 years, although it has not been occupied since 2012. The presidential couple arrived last night for a short break ahead of considering a longer vacation there this summer. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.